holding on Ayin Gimel Beis, we're holding in the Ran, holding in the second wide line of the Ran. So we quoted this Mishnah in Masechta Ksuvos, which talks about Higiyur Beis Chodesh. So the Mishnah Rishona said that she's Eichlus Mishaloi Eichlus Petrumo, and the Mishnah Chareda said that she's not Eichlus Petrumo, she comes to Chuppa. Okay. Now, Vahoda Ha'isi Hach Seifa, Vahisi Resha the Masnisa, the Kani Behed, and Nursan the Psul Yurbeis Kodesh, Vahman Alama, he gives Marvel or Nisu, Oichlus, Mishalab, Oichlus, Pachuma. That the reason why we're bringing the Seifa, not the Resha, Mishum the Hach Seifa, Mefarsha Tvei, Hai Mishnah Rishonah, Vahai Mishnah Chorona. So this halacha comes up earlier in the Mishnah, and the reason why we're bringing the later version because here it spells out clearly there was a Mishnah Rishonah and a Mishnah Achronah, and even though the Mishnah Rishonah was the din of Mishnah Rishonah was mentioned earlier, we didn't know that's called Mishnah Rishonah until we get to this Mishnah. So therefore, we waited to quote this later part of it because it's spells out clearly this is Mishnah Rishonah. Avikim Nisku the Ksiva Behu Kula Masnisen, which is quite a long Mishnah, quotes the whole thing over here. Al Mishnah Rishonah Sirlek Rebbe Eliezer, now going back into the Pshat in the Gemara. The more it says that we see the Mishnah Rishonah holds like Rabbi Eliezer, the Bekimet Shabala Chayv Bezonaseh Reik Sas Brishus Bala Mishum Hachi Echelas Betruma. The same way, Kung Rabbi Eliezer, you can make for the Nadorim because it's in the Rishus of the Baal, so she can eat Truma because she's in the Rishus of the Baal. The two things go together. The Kazachodat Chashna, the Mishnah Rishonah see like Rabbi Eliezer. That the more is assuming right now, the more it understands in the Havamin of the Gemara that the did of Truma, that was an Arusa cannot eat Truma's Durabanan. This is the Kana Durabanan. He writes that she can eat Truma. But that being said, Chazal said only in the Sula could eat. So how could you say that he gave your Beis Chodesh, she could eat? It's not, she's not precious about. The answer is, according to Eliezer, she is in the suit to some extent. He can be made for her to adore him. So the more feels right now that the two have to go together. That the love, the Mishnah Rishonah, see like Eliezer, Avagav this is Truma Barusa less the Elamir Rabbanan. Even though we understand that this is that which Rusa can be Truma is only the Rabbanan. The Gazer Imishum Simpan Imishum Shema Tashke Kais Shal Truma Lachia Ulachaisa Lachia Ulachaisa. We understand it's the Rabbanan, and because of Gzeir. But I feel Hachi Ilav Demidi the Raisa Kaim Rishus Bala Kibli Ezer. Had it not been true that in some way she gets a dinam and a suana on a deraisa level, the chumanami avagav the mirabanani loyak mura brishuse the chacham brishuse, we would not take off the iser truma from her as an arusa if there's no sense that she became an Asuan on the Raisa level. If in some way she became an Asuan on the Raisa level, we'll take over our Yisidur Abonin. The logic doesn't apply anymore. According to Eliezer, that's true. According to the Mishnah, the logic doesn't apply anymore. But even so, we would not make the change unless we could pin it on some change out of the Raisa level as well. So if you hold a Kibbutz Yezer, the Mina Raisa, Hafora now is in the hands of the Baal. So you can say, therefore, Mina Bana, she can eat Truma. The Chabim also Chizuk, the Dibrayim, Kishal Torah. The Chabim, even though the Laja doesn't apply anymore, we're going to maintain our din. We're a Masakin, that she must be in a Suwa. Well, she's in a Suwa, she's in a Suwa. She's not, she's not. So that's what Rabba felt. So Abaye said back, Amalei Abaye, Vidim Alohi, Ad Kam Lo Ashvin and Mishnah Rishana, Alamecha Vachuma Drabana. No, that assumption that we're making is not necessarily true. So the only thing is, it's an Issur Rabbanan because of Gzeira. Therefore, when the Gzeira doesn't apply anymore, why not? Mishum Nekibin, the Midadina Arusa Chelas Bechuma. Midaraisa and Arusa Kri Chuma because she's Tinya Kasbay. Rabbanan Huda Gazer, the Chazal asked her, Imishum Sinpin, because of the concern of finding a mum which would be deal breaking. Mishum Shemet Atashka. So Kol Shechai B'Mezenas Seha. Once he has to provide Mezenas for her, Lekha L'meichesh L'hachi. So there's no, these two concerns are no longer true. But sure, she can eat truma. How so? Mishum Sinpil Lekha. The Mekami, the Yoyiv L'Mezenas, before he's going to start giving Mezenas, which... he's only mechuyev if the marriage is going to go through. He's laying out money over here. He doesn't want to lay out money for no purpose, so he's going to check out, make sure that this is something that he wants to maintain. So bodak lo ayadei krivus kihecha de lo lishti zuzi bichdi. He doesn't want to throw his money away for no purpose, so he's bodak ayadei krivus ubedikas chutz shma bedika. So we're not talking about internal organs, we're talking about the physical appearance on the outside, so that they can check on the merchats, and that's enough. Mishum Hashem Atashka Nami Lekha, and there's no concern that she might share with her siblings. He came into Iyum Afarnas law. Once he's supporting her, he doesn't want her sharing. Therefore, Tuchta Miyachel law, he's going to designate a place for her to stay where she should receive her own mezonos and not be sharing it. So all those are done under the, all those is only concerned a chashash drabanan, which no longer applies once he starts supporting her. So therefore, she can eat truma. That's and her right to eat truma was there the whole time. Midaraisa, she don't have to mechadish the right midaraisa. She just have to take away the concern midrabanan. Of the dorim the midaraisa in oris mefer. Midaraisa, an oris has no power to be mefer. Fill the achrash and iskayv mezenasel emel chod lemotzi mefer below shuv say daav. So the fact that iskayv mezenas doesn't change the din deraisa. That's in one direction. We could about kandler shemat later b'liyezer. The other direction. Well, got midaraisa. So Eliezer's argument is only by Nedorim. B'loy mishum the choshev lekenes. So not like you're arguing that it's the chiyah mezonos makes her like an asua. That's not the pshat. That's not true. Ela kidra pinchas darmer kol nederes al das bala he nederes. Once she's getting supported by somebody, so she wants to follow what he wants. So she does it al das the bala. So if once he's supporting her, that's when she starts taking his opinion into consideration, and he's only doing it al das, she's only making the neder al das that the baal is agreeable. But even though it's only drabanan, she can't eat. That he's so worried about simpan. The bedika schutz a quick external glance. Loishma bedika. That's not enough for him. Shematashka nami ikel meichesh to love duchta meyachad lo. Maybe he doesn't not meyachad amakim for her. Again, Kiverger's kasha still stands on that. Okay. Now zuck the ram. Hold on. Time of the Rebbe Pinchas. The more mashu that Rabbi Eliezer agrees to Rabbi Pinchas, and the Chachamim don't, that's incorrect. Lava member of the Rabbanan and less the Rabbi Pinchas. The Moskidim need a parakeh to die for the Bektana Sheisiua Ima Vacheha. The case of a Bektana who was an Asua Mirabanan, because it's only her mother and her brother doing it. So Mirabanan, she's not married. But the husband who's married in Rabbanan is made for an Adorim on a Deraisa level. Made for an Adorim, Dava Gav the Adorim, Chayali Midaraisa, the Hakaim Alon, the Mufla Samach Leish Midaraisa, from the age of a year before Bar Mitzvah or Bas Mitzvah, or Bas Mitzvah. A person's Nadorim are binding, assuming that they understand what they're doing. Kenisa Hasam. So we're dealing with a case of a neder which is chal min araisa. The girl is 11 years old. So the neder is chal min araisa. When you sue a katana, less no element rabbanah. And the suin, the whole marriage is the rabbanah like a marriage. So how can he be made for an adorim and take be matter and issa deraisa when he has no power? I mean, he's not married to her. So how does it work? Shalhachi also in the suya the rabbanah. Mavali in the dorm the raisa midra pinchas. The Muslim word says it works based on the pinchas. Salmar rabbanah nami moide ba. So the rabbanah agreed to this concept of kolon aderis hadas bali aderis. So what's the machlokas over here then? If you're saying Rabbi Eliezer holds the pinchas, once he starts supporting her, this is true. The rabbanah don't argue with pinchas. So why are they arguing with Rabbi Eliezer? El the hopligi. Rabbi Eliezer saw a rekiman the iyum afarnas law in an aderis el al daitoy. So Rabbi Eliezer says once he supports, even though there's no nesuin yet, the woman is specifically concerned with his agreement to the neder. Rabbanan Sarvi, they say like this, that Bala, the Deres Hadas Bala, the woman, the man that she's living with, and they're acting together with all forms of issues together, she's the Deres Hadas, that person. Support is one part of an overall picture. So, for example, Milo and Medisalon, don't you agree? Let's say somebody else undertook to support her. So that doesn't make it that she's dinyan al das that person. She's a yosoima, and somebody, a very nice man in the community, undertook to give her all of her support. She's not a deres al daita. We never said that. So oris nami loyal daite hina deres ashitikonas lechupa. So the oris, in this sense, is functioning like that nice individual. That which they say no deres is al das bala. It's not bala until the chupa. Meal, that much I'll give you. Kimishich de lechupa, I feel a chupa de rabbanon. Ima the chupa is only chupa de rabbanon. Even though it was only Durban, for example, in the case where she was married off by her, or she had nesuin by her mother and her brother, but Rabbanan shall die to he nederis. Shemavi also nesuin Rabbanan about when they did the raisa and kiddush kasim. So that's how he's empowered to remove her neder on the raisa level, even though they're not married mid raisa. Okay. The Ron says like this. There's some people which conclude from here. The Misha not al das chavera. In a case, a person would say explicitly, "I'm doing it al das ruven." Erez a yochel ahater nitra shalapi chacham. So you don't need a tarsador. We go to Ruben and says, "Ruben, do you want this?" He says, "No, don't want it." So, no matter. See, you don't need a Torah, you just need Ruvain's disagreement. Why? The reason why the Baal can be made for it by himself. So, in a case where a person would say explicitly, I'm doing an Aldas Chaveroi, he's saying explicitly he's doing an Aldas of Ruvain. So, Motzi Mefer. So Reuben can be made for the netter.
I mean, is there the so the day of requirement?
I would assume not. But I don't know. The Ron's not gonna like this shot anyway, so the Lagar Mefarish the Chaveroi Mistam the Baal. So you're right, I can't assume he meant that I'll das somebody else, but he didn't say it explicitly. Even when he told us afterwards, but I don't know what he was thinking when he said it. By Anisha, I have a non-Sahari, I know for sure, even though she doesn't say anything, that's her thought process. That's what Pinchas is saying. But somebody else, I would need Mefarish, but once I have Mefarish, it's the same thing. The logic is, the reason why it works is it's a Tanai. We look at it as a Tanai. I'm making this Neder. If Reuben agrees, the Neder should be a Neder. If Reuben doesn't agree, the Neder shouldn't be a Neder. So it's a Neder all Tanai. Now the problem is, it's Neder all Tanai, the Ron's going to point out, you need to call it Tanoi. You need, right? You should need, if it's a, well, you need tonight kofel. You need the hain karam alab. You need the tonight karam alamaisa. You need all of the rules of hilchas tanoim. So now the halacha is that halacha you need tonight kofel only applies if you're dealing with any mamonis, something which is just iser. You don't need tonight kofel. However, the Gemara says that Nadorim, since they're kala on the item, they have a deal like the Nimamanis that you need tonight kofel. As opposed to a Shua, which is on the Gavra, it's just Isser. And therefore, you don't need tonight kofel. So you need the rules of Tanoyim. But he's saying that, so by the Isha, we'll say the Anan Sahari is so strong, it functions as if you made a tonight kofel. But by the Mefarish, you'll have to say the case was that as well. You didn't say that that's true, but let's assume that. So the Ran, I think this pshat is a mistaken halachic decision. So I will have the Omer Daldas Bali Hinoderis. So it seems to be it's a carte blanche. The Baal has to follow the rules of Hafora, the language of Hafora, the time frame of Hafora, etc. So why? If it's a regular Tanai and that's all it is, like why? What do you need that for? There's a Kosovo. I mean, let's understand Reb Pinchas. Reb Pinchas is telling me a psychological fact that that's how women think. Good. So if that's true, like, what are all the rules of that we have in the Pasuk? He's not arguing on the Pasuk. The Pasuk says A, B, C. Well, he says, listen, the logic is, I don't need the Pasuk. Logical? And so what do you need A, B, C for? So apparently that with all your logic, you're still bound by the dinim of the Torah. So it means this logic is not so compelling that it can stand by itself without the Pasuk. So you don't have it by your chaverim. We'll see later on that there's a special formula how he has to say it. If you're going to tell me like these people are saying that the person has the power of a foro, we shouldn't connect all tanai dummy. Whether it's the husband or whether it's this other person who we're, the person said explicitly, Rosh Tein Emeris B'chol Lashon. Any way that the person says that I disagree should be sufficient. Alavada Pinchas Hachikamar. Okay, so what's Shadr Pinchas now? Not like this, not like the Zika the Yalfi. Hachikamar. Nehid Afora the Baal Gzeres Akosiv. It's a pasuk. It's Gzeres Akosiv. Miu Mishum Hachi Zok Satara the Baal Afora Sidereya. We're saying that we're going to say time in the Krua. Why is it that the Torah gave the Baal the exclusive Afora? Because Mishum Daldas Baalah Hinoderes. Hell Kosh Shehinoderes Al Daito Chayla Hak Gzeres Akosiv. What Rebbe Pinchas is being mechadish is that the pasuk is tying itself to a real fact on the ground. The fact on the ground is first of the Das Balo. Therefore, the Torah created the concept of Afora. So, whenever you have that fact on the ground, the concept of Afora exists, referring to a husband. That's the only time the Torah said such a thing. But you still need the din of the Torah of Afora for this to work. It's not a net at all tonight. But the case I dealt with, which the Torah did not discuss, he can't be mefer. A person would make a bona fide tanai, which meets the rules of tanoim. So matzi chaver lemishile venosarach lashem yuchad. Over there, you're right. He can be matzi without any specific lashem. Ela kol hecha damer iefshi sagi. In that scenario, however the person finds fit to express his displeasure, it'll work. Come on, even by a four of the word, let's say Yefshi doesn't work. Generally, so that's what I feel in regards to this idea of the Sikkel Yalf. Look, if you're not listening, the ain believer she's kind of nether ekopet bebalo. My man Lemelon Daldas, Hoki Mash was the name of the earth, Aldas Guerrero, Motsi Edok, Lemishile, Elevadikir Kasivna. That we're all we're saying over here is that the person is, she doesn't want that the nether should be effective if the Baal is mocked.
Makbid.
So I don't need the positive rotzen of the Baal. I just need that she's saying if the Baal doesn't want, I don't want it to be true. That's as far as we can assume what's Maliba. That's let me finish my thought to you, okay? Maybe we'll understand, okay? So the Ran is arguing that this idea that we're going to try and transfer this concept of our Gemara to a case that you're doing an Aldas Chavero explicitly, the Gemara, it has to be what I'm saying, that this is not a concept of Tanai over here in our Gemara. Because we can't formulate that the assumption that in her heart that she's generating a full bona fide Tanai, even though it's an unspoken full bona fide Tanai. The most we can assume, without her getting involved in thinking it in a specific thought process, she's thinking, I don't, if my husband is mock, I don't want it. That's all we can assume. So if you tell me that that's enough to then have the din of the Torah of Hafora kick in, fine. If you tell me that that's enough to generate Hilchos Tanoyim, it's not. So therefore we have no source over here that we're then extrapolating to a scenario of Aldas Chaveroi. The person says, I'm doing it Aldaitzicha, therefore you now have power. I didn't say, and it makes annoy you, I just said, listen, I'm doing it all das Reuben. Huh? So now Reuben can decide. There's no Tanai over here. You didn't make a Tanai. You just said Aldas Reuben. Well, Aldas means like a Tanai. That's not what our Gemara said. The Gemara never said that we can assume that Aldas Bala means, and therefore we assume that she formulated in her thought process a full language of a Tanai. And therefore, every time you do Aldas Chaveroi, there's automatically a language of Tanai. The Gemara never said that. The Gemara said she's doing Aldas Bala. End of the conversation. So if you say that, like I'm saying, that it generates a power of the Hafora Midaraisa, fine. But to say that what you're saying is that it generates a Tanai, Mehechatesi, the more said it generates a Tanai. That she's that sophisticated, that's what she's thinking, and therefore that should always be true. Whenever you do all that, somebody, we assume that the person meant all of the rules of a Tanai. So that's the point that Ron is saying now. So we're forced to say, like I said, that the understanding is not that this generates a Tanai, the understanding that this generates a concept which allows the din of the Torah of a Afora to take effect. A woman who's awaiting Yibum, whether she's awaiting Yibum to one, there's one brother, so it's very clear who is the person which theoretically would be doing Yibum, and that's a stronger level of connection, whether it's a two, therefore each one is somewhat tenuous, because we don't know that this is going to be really the husband. Rabbi Yehuda says that they can do a fora. So the Gemara says, so how does that work? We're talking about a case of the father still alive, it was only Erison, and the Yavam, one of the Yavam has done Mimer. See, so Mimer is Mirabonon, but it designates that he is the one who's going to do the Yibum, barring that the other brother will do a Maisa Yibum, which will make her possible to everybody, including himself. So there's the father, and there's Arison Mirabonon, there's Mimer, plus there's Azika. So the combination of the father plus the Zika plus the Maimon Rabbanon, this brother now can do Hafor. Yeshua says no. The case where she's falling to one Yavam, so then there is a power of Hafor. Case where she's falling to two Yavamin, even if there's a Maimer, there's no power of Hafor. Rekiba says the Zika does not empower the Yavam with the din of Hafora. You need marriage. So Omar Rabbi Eliezer, so Rabbi Eliezer said to Rabbi Kiva, Ma'im Isha Shekona Hula Atzmai Hareo Meferna Dereo. If in a scenario where he acquired her, he's given the power of her for her. Isha Shechtel Amin Hashemayim and Adin Sheyofer in the Derel. The case where the Torah has made the designated the connection. Logic would dictate the Kal Vachomer that he is empowered with Hafora. Amalur Rekiva. So Rekiva is about the Eliezer. Lo imamarta beisha. Lo, no. Imamarta beisha. That is, if you're willing to say this concept by Isha, Shekodul Atzmai, which he acquired himself, that's true because Shein Lacherim Bo Rishus. So others are empowered in her. Amalur Rishua Akiva the Berecha b'shnei Yevamin. So you argue with me also. I said by one Yavam he could be Mefer, and by two Yavam he can't. So the argument we're saying right now is my opinion. When there's two Yavamin, so there's somebody else has Rishus in her, how can you be Mefer? Whereas when there's only one Yavam, nobody else has Rishus in her, so then the Kabbal Karma stands. It's Isha Shechtel Amin HaShemayim, which is stronger, and nobody else has Rishus. So why are you arguing with me in that case? The Berecha B'Shnei Yevamin, that's the scenario when there's two Yevamin. So over there, I hear your point. But what are you going to answer in a case when there's one Yevam where everything should work, like I said? So why are you arguing with me? Amalaj Rabbi Kiva said to Rabbi Yeshua, Ena Yevama Gemura Liyavam Something like yourself, the Isha. Kashem Isha Rusa Gemura the Isha. The level of chibur between an Arusa to the her husband and a Yavama to her husband are not the same. The level of chibur between an Arusa and her husband is chiyav eshazish, chiyav chenek. Yavama to even to one yavam is a lav. So it's not the same level of connection between the two. So you, the Kabbal Chomer doesn't stand. Let's see the run. Shemesh Yavam Rabliyaz Omer Yafir Maskin Megemor the Yafir Meshutvus Av Kamar Mish Also Bomaim. So it's a scenario where there is the Shutvus of the Av. Number one, number two, the father that and there was a father there, and the one of the Yavam had done Maimer. Shumer Echad Lishnayim Mishul Nasir Ledein Breira Shafarish Megemor B'Siyat Lishmayim. He holds that the problem over here is a problem of Breira. It's based on Ishtesh. Which one is that? Well, once you do Yivam, you'll be in this bar. That's the one which is Hitilim in Hashemayim. But that doesn't work with the two Yivam, because you'll say Breira. The Griele Yavam Eoris, Phil Bashutvis, Lemotzi Mefer. So even in the case of Shutvis, he's not empowered. So they said, Maisha Shakarulatsma, Shaino Shemaris Yavam, Elohu, who Kitchalatsma, not a scenario of Shemaris Yavam, but he did Kedushin, Rail Mefer, and the he didn't know anything in the Torah connects. There should be a dinner of Hafora. The Torah connected her. So he said back his arguments. Akiva, the Berachah b'shnei Yavamim, the Kolechad Yesh Loi Rishuspa. Each one has a connection. What about one Yavam? Hashem Sharusa Gemur Lisha. The level of connection between a Rusa and her husband is stronger than a Yavama to a Yavam. Okay, let's hold it here.